Right. Matters arising. Let's start with paragraph 2.2, the Central Wanchai bypass. If you remember, we've had discussions about mitigation measures at North Point, in particular the issue of the noise barriers and their visual impact, and the possibility of public access to the works that are proposed there. Highways Department is working on that, undertaking a major review, and they will come back to us as soon as they've completed that review. So that's work in progress. Paragraph 2.3, the study on the proposed boardwalk underneath the Island Eastern Corridor. We had a briefing session with CEDD, and outcome really was that we really need to see the situation firsthand. So we've planned a visit for the task force on the 24th of June, and I believe that date is now confirmed. And we obviously come back to you with all the details, but it is complicated, it's difficult to visualise, and I honestly thought the best thing was let's go and see what it involves on site. So 24th of June, please, as many members as can. Paragraph 316, the comprehensive development of the site at Java Road. Written response from TD was issued to members on the 21st of May, so we've had our response on that. Cargo handling, paragraph 7.3, cargo handling at the central piers, again, this is Chairman acting, but really, again, I think it's something, a situation we ought to see firsthand, so we get a clear understanding of the current situation and indeed what should be done and needs to be done. So we will plan a visit. We'll try and give you as much notice as possible in July or August. And obviously that can be then picked up at the first meeting of the new task force when it meets in September. And that, I think, so far as I'm concerned, are all the major matters arising. Members, anything else you want to raise with regard to the minutes? Thank you. Oh, sorry, is someone saying yes?
Yes, I said yes. For P2, I'd hoped we had some further feedback today, but if that has to wait till the 24th of June, then so be it. I will not be able to join that. On the ferry piers, I've sent another photograph this morning, and I think the situation will be, if you do an organized site visit, that you cannot see what the situation is, because the normal practice will be that everything will be cleaned up and nicely tidied up by the time you arrive, and it will look all spick and span, and then the moment you're gone, then all the crap is back on the promenade. So I don't know whether a organized site visit is going to give you the real impression. As I said, I sent you another photograph.
Perhaps you could bring your photographs with you when you come, and then we can.
In July, and if we wait that long. But Chairman, the issue that we brought up the ferry piers is that the plans for construction and so on goes ahead and proceeds. So I think that we want to make sure that we have our input before the hammers and drills go into the building and contracts are being committed to engineers in terms of the work to be done. If there is any opportunity for making improvements on the ground floor that allow this cargo handling, then it should be done as part of this enhancement project of the piers. So therefore, I hope that we can have a commitment that July, August is not too late. Not that we get an answer at that time that it is too late. I think that we also, I think that was in the minutes a commitment that we're going to get some feedback on the PLA piers today in terms of some of the questions that you raised last time, which I don't think have been answered, and they were deferred to this meeting in terms of the form and substance of the undertaking, the management, the height restrictions, and so on. There was a bunch of action items out of our PLA discussion. So, a bit, are we going to get some answers on that today, or how are we going to proceed with that?
Well, I think on the ferry piers, my understanding is we're still in design mode, so I don't think there's any danger that we're going to be awarding construction contracts before we inspect. So in that sense, I think we will have chance to pass our comments to TD and other parties. On the PLA and the issues there, Winnie, do you want just to bring us up to date? Thank you.
In respect of PLA, actually the Development Bureau has attended the electrical panel last month. So if members are particularly interested in what the government respond to the recent discussion about the PLA dock site, perhaps the Secretariat, please send the secretary. Please send the link of the panel paper for members' reference, because in the paper it has stated all those issues. And that about the management of the PLA dock when it is opened, as we've mentioned before, that there is discussion with among between government and the garrison. So when it's ready, we will come back.
And I think it's fair to say Planning Board have not yet considered the rezoning. Town Planning Board not yet reconsidered the rezoning. Not yet. Okay.
Chairman, if I may follow through on that one. First of all, I'm a little bit surprised that we get a referral to a possible link and a possible Letchco website at this meeting as being a response to questions raised last time in February. I would call that impolite, at least. But I'm willing to step over that. And I think the questions we have really is this area is being gazetted on the Town Planning Board. Is that, you know, will that be declared a permanent military installation under Chapter 245B of the Military Installations Closed Areas? Is that what is the plan ultimately? I mean, how are we going to deal with this site? I think we need some clarity. Then we had asked specifically in our meeting to get clarity on the access road between the barracks and the military pier. So is that access road going to be, it's in the minutes, I mean, I see KL looking at me. It's in the minutes, so we're supposed to get some answers on what is the status of that access road. Is that going to be a military installation, or is that going to be closed by public order under 245? I mean, and when is that going to be closed? And I think, Chairman, you were asking specifically on what is the undertaking for public access? So if it's a military installation, what's the undertaking? What does that constitute? I think there are a number of those questions are really outstanding. And then right in front of the pier is an area called, in the papers of the urban design study, an exclusion zone of 150 meters. So I've had a personal experience of getting too close to a Canadian warship in Victoria Harbour with my sailing boat, and the guard on the Canadian warship raised his gun at me and my kids on my sailing boat, and that was a few years ago when it was published in the papers. But I mean, is there an exclusion zone, and how will that be managed? Can we get close to the warship? We can't close. I mean, how's that being managed? We don't have any of that information, and I think that we raised kind of these issues in February, and then, you know, it's now June. So I think it's somewhat unfair to this committee that we don't get the specific answers.
Well, I think some of the matters you raise are of a town planning nature, and as I said at the last meeting, I don't think we should become involved in how it should be rezoned, if it should be rezoned, etc. I believe our role is relates to accessibility and connectivity and public access. So to the extent that we still want an answer on that aspect, I think we could ask for something in writing from the unit. I think that's probably the answer for today anyway. And we're not going to, obviously, I don't want to get involved in a major debate on it, but let's have a written response from the administration on issues which are relevant to this task force, and then let's discuss it either through correspondence, through circulation, or indeed at the next meeting. Were you happy with that, Paul?
Well, we're in no position to, you know, the meeting has started, so we're in no position to make any changes to that practical suggestion of yourself. But so I guess we, from that perspective, we have to accept that. In the meantime, I have from the society, we've prepared a package of materials which I will pass to you, and we hope we can make a presentation to this task force on the issue of the PLA at its next meeting. So I will ask the secretariat to give that to you, and with the invitation and the documents related to this effect. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we'll consider that application. Good. Matters are right. Thank you. That's fine. Thank you. I have. Yes. Right. Let's move, if we can, then. I think we've dealt with matters arising now. Let's move to the agenda proper, if we can.